An old woman was sweeping her house and she found a little crooked sixpence. "What," she wondered, "shall I do with this little sixpence? I know I will go to market and buy a little pig." Well, she went to market and bought a little pig. But as she was coming home, she came to a stile, but the piggy wouldn't go over the stile.
There was an old woman to market did go to purchase herself a pig. When taking the little porker home, he led her an awful jig.
"Oh my!"
the old woman did cry, she was in such a terrible plight.
"The piggy won't jump over the stile. I shall never get home tonight."
The old woman saw a dog passing by when she'd waited a little while.
"Good doggy," said she, "will you nip the pig to make him jump over the stile?" "Oh my!"
the old woman did cry, she was in such a terrible plight.
"The dog won't nip pig and the pig won't jump stile. I shall never get home tonight."
The old woman saw a stick lying by when she'd waited a little while.
"Good stick," said she, "will you prod the dog for the dog to nip the pig, for the pig to jump the stile?" "Oh my!"
the old woman did cry, she was in such a terrible plight.
"The stick won't prod dog, the dog won't bite pig, and pig won't jump stile. I shall never get home tonight."
The old woman saw a fire nearby when she'd waited a little while.
"Good fire," said she, "will you burn the stick for the stick to prod the dog, for the dog to nip the pig, for the pig to jump the stile?" "Oh my!"
the old woman did cry, she was in such a terrible plight.
"The fire won't burn the stick won't prod dog, the dog won't nip pig, the pig won't jump stile, I shall never get home tonight."
The old woman saw a pond nearby when she'd waited a little while.
"Good pond," said she, "will you quench the fire for the fire to burn the stick, for the stick to prod the dog, for the dog to nip the pig, for the pig to jump the stile?" "Oh my!"
the old woman did cry, she was in such a terrible plight.
"The pond won't quench fire, the fire won't burn the stick won't prod dog, the dog won't nip pig, the pig won't jump stile. I shall never get home tonight."
The old woman saw an ox passing by when she'd waited a little while.
"Good ox," said she, "will you drink the pond for the pond to quench the fire to burn the stick to prod the dog, for the dog to nip the pig to jump the stile?" "Oh my!"
the old woman did cry, she was in such a terrible plight.
"The ox won't drink pond, the pond won't quench fire, the fire won't burn the stick won't prod dog, the dog won't nip pig, the pig won't jump stile. I shall never get home tonight."
Thank you. The old woman saw a man passing by when she'd waited a little while.
"Good sir," said she, "will you slay the ox for the ox to drink the pond, for the pond to quench the fire, for the fire to burn the stick, for the stick to prod the dog, for the dog to nip the pig, for the pig to jump the stile?" "Oh my,"
the old woman did cry,
"I'm not in such a terrible plight. As the man slays the ox drinks the pond quenches fire, the fire burns the stick prods the dog nips the pig jumps the stile. And I'm going home, now I'm going home, yes I'm